It's a bright and beautiful autumnal day here in Whitby, and there's many a day tripper here on the seafront enjoying a bag of chips. However, all is not well for some who live here all year round. Last year, David fell on hard times. His benefits were stopped, and to feed himself, he went to some extreme lengths.
I sold a lot of my possessions, and I don't know how to put this on. I used to be a poacher when I was a young man, so I went back to poaching for a while, living in the woods, so I could keep on top of my traps and keep on top of my wires.
What were you eating?
Rabbits, pheasants, wood pigeons, anything I could shoot, anything I could trap.
And that can't be good for you?
It wasn't good for me. It made me iller, having to be outdoors in that kind of weather, doing that kind of thing.
David eventually ended up in hospital because the pigeons he was eating poisoned him. Away from the seafront, and as you'd expect, in the amusement arcade, there are tourists enjoying themselves. But for some Whitby residents, there's plenty of work during the summer season, but money becomes scarce when the tourists go home.
It is a very, very busy tourist town, and it appears to be doing very, very well. But as I say, it's seasonal employment, and it is, I would say, probably around minimum wage and above for those seasonally employed.
That's Mel Tilley. She works for the social housing company Yorkshire Homes. And for Mel, this town's appearance can be deceiving.
I would say it is a hidden problem. It is a tourist industry, but it's a lot of seasonal employment in this area, so people are going in and out of work and in and out of benefits, and there is a need. It may be a hidden need, but there is an actual need in this area for a food bank.
Organisations like Mel's, along with other charities and church groups, have got together to hold a meeting at Whitby's Evangelical Church. The idea is to open the town's first food bank in January, but there are concerns about whether people in Whitby will actually use it. That's because they're a proud sort that live here, and asking for help is something that is difficult, according to Sarah Skidmore, a local mental health worker.
There's a lot of people in Whitby who would be very afraid to let their friends and family and other people know that they're hungry. It's a very small town. Everyone thinks they know each other, so it's very difficult for people to admit to situations like this. You know, we've got families where they've got children and they're desperate, and again, they won't tell you until they've got to the stage where they haven't eaten for 3 or 4 days and there's nothing in the cupboard and they don't know what to do. Whereas if we have a food bank here, then there is somewhere for people to go and they don't have to be hungry anymore.
No one is saying Whitby needs a food bank solely because there are lots of people out of work. There is work. It is just dependent on the time of year and the number of tourists who come here. The people who will use this food bank used to be able to manage during the winter on a mixture of part-time work and government benefits. With the cost of living on the rise, that mixture for some simply isn't enough anymore.